Okay, today's shiur is Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel. Keep in mind the other shiurim that we are involved in. That is tonight we're going to have a shiur be'iyun 9:30. That the topic being Eima Vatzlin Isra L'Chadchila, which is a sugya that came up related to Daf Ayin Aleph, which was the Daf 2 days ago. Eima Vatzlin Isra L'Chadchila, not being mevatel things on purpose. And Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, as you know, continues every day in the afternoon on OU.org, as well as the Parsha Shir, which Bezrat Hashem will be tomorrow night. All of those are on OU, and we continue here on Project Sinai with Daf Ayin Gimel and Mesechas Avodah Zarah. We are our Ayin Beis and Mabeis, Hahu Gavra. Hahu Gavra. 10 lines up on the bottom. Hahu Gavra da'asik chamra begishta uvas gishta. There was a man who set up a gishta and bas gishta. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that imagine if you have two straws and you make them, you connect them, two reeds that you connect, and they're like an upside down V. And you put one end in a barrel of wine, and the other end you start sucking, so it creates a type of vacuum. And you let the other end drip into a bowl. So even after you left it there, but because you created that vacuum, slowly the wine is dripping into the bowl from the barrel. That's the gishta and bas gishta. And what happened? Us ovikochavim onach yadei gishta. And what happened? The guy came and put his hand on it. See, he stopped the flow. He stopped the flow on he was on the open end of the wine. Asri Rava l'kuli chamra. So Rava answered it. Rava answered everything, even what was in the barrel. Right? He says that's it. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, Amalei Rav Barmasa l'Rava, Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Someone said to Rava, "Bemai benitzok." Well, why are you answering this? Because it was all one flow. So therefore, because the guy touched one end and everything went through to the other end, so you're going to tell me that everything is asur shashmasmi na nizok chibur. So that tells me that nizok is chibur. Yesterday sugya that if I had touched one part of a flow, so then the other part of the flow should also have the same halacha. And therefore, if this is yayin nesach, that's yayin nesach. Maybe he said it out because it's daka yayin nesach. We said it comes up in other areas of halacha. But can we prove from this psak that Rava holds that way? So the Gemara answers, no. Shiny hasam the kule chamra agishtu bagishta garir. Here it's a little different because here it's coming by itself. Look at Rashi, fourth wide line. It's you've already set it up. It's going up and down by itself. This is different than if you have something flowing down and you touch the bottom. This is it's really this the koach of the item. It's a real koach there because it's going up and then it's going down. The havili k'chavis arichta. The Gemara assumes that this is worse than touching a flow on the bottom, and then it's as if you touch the top, like one barrel poured into another barrel, because you created this suction, because you created this power, so a guy touching anywhere on this power would be worse than just gravity. If it's just gravity is also me'elaba. So you have to say here is different, because here this is man-made. If it's just gravity, and if he touches one, okay, so he's using the power of gravity. But here he's touching it. It was humanly made. A humanly made koach, and now he messes it up, so he stopped this koach. So as if he stopped, he was involved in this entire setup, and therefore it would be worse than a regular case of nitzok chibur. Good. Continuing. Amar Mar Zutra Breder of Nachman, one more story. Kenishkinin Shari. Kedishkinin are mutter. What's that? Kedishkinin. So Rashi explains, you have two straws going into one barrel. You have a Jew drinking from one straw, and a Ovek HaChavim drinking from another straw. So that's mutter as long as, V'hanimila dekatan pasuk yisrael, as long as the Jew stops drinking first. You just gotta like look at them, make eyes with the Akum or make a deal beforehand. You stop drinking after me. I'm gonna stop drinking first. Avokada pasuk Ovek HaChavim lo. But if a guy stops drinking first, no. Why? Because when he stops drinking, the backwash of what he was drinking is going to go back into the yayin, and that's yayin nesach, his backwash that already touched his mouth. So therefore, it's going to be a problem. The Mefarshim ask, why don't you say that this is, forget the backwash, this is koach ovid gochavim. This is, or let's say, according to the Rishonim, we mentioned yesterday, it's machlokas, tosos kosa machlokas, rashi tosos, who we paskin like. It's just nitzo chibur. It's a nitzo chibur. He touched the wall, even before he, even if he doesn't stop even if the goy stops second, it should still be a problem if you hold that nitzok is chibur. So the Ravid in the Ran says, today's going to be a big Ran day. Daf Ayin Gimel Avodah Zarah is a big Ran day. We're going to have one already here on Daf Ayin Beis. So it's a whole page of Ran. There's no riff. It's a whole page of Ran. If you turn to Daf Lamed Vav, it's just two big columns of Ran. So the Ran here, though, says, quoting the Ravid, that here, without Nitzo Chibur, it wouldn't be a problem. Because the whole principle of Nitzo Chibur, related to what Mati said yesterday, is only if it's connected to what you're touching, and it continues down to there, and it's on its way down, and it eventually goes to the spot where you touch. But if it's going to go out a different spot, then you might not say Nitzo Chibur. Nitzo Chibur doesn't just mean you're touching it through the flow, but it means you're touching it through the flow with also the other factor of it's going to come here anyway. It's falling that way, but here what's going on? The guy is sucking it up in one straw. So once he lets go, if you just, based on the principle of Nitzo Chibur, nothing's coming up that way. If he stops after the Jew, so that it's all going back into the barrel, period, it's not coming up. So Nitzo Chibur wouldn't be enough to make it a problem. That's why you need the other point that the Rishonim say here, and that is because of the backwash, that after he stops drinking, and it's going to go back into the Ayin Nesach, and it's going to Aser it. That is what the Ravid says here in the Ran on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Chiyamina Nitzo Chibur Hanemili Ma Da'asi Bahahu Pischa O Bahahu Barza. It's going to come out right where you're touching. Avo Bahai Kenishkinin Ma Da'asi Bebarza Di Yisrael Lo Asa Bebarza Dovik Achavim Ha'Avili Nitzok She'ein Sofo Leireid Mishem Hachi Lo Havi Chibur V'Derach Zen Nachon Be'enai L'Kayim Kala Sugya. So that's what related to what you said yesterday. So he says that factor on today's daf.
Wouldn't it be moving it though?
But he wouldn't be. He's not shaking it.
When he's sucking it out.
He's sucking what he's sucking, but he's not sucking the rest of the water until he gets there. Okay. Weiter, Rabba Barafuna Ikla Lubei Reish Galusa, Sharil Hula Mishta Bekinishkinin. Right, he visited Reish Galusa and he allowed them to drink the Kinishkinin. Igadamri, Rabba Barafuna Gufe Ishte Bekinishkinin. Some say he himself did it. There's a discussion, if you look in the Rambam and the Ravid here, when they call this halacha about Kinishkinin, the Macholos Asuros in Yud Beis, Yud Dalid, says the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the case. Kli Shiishlo Kavin Shnei Chotmin. A Kli has two straws. But Yotzim Mimenu, Kamo Akelim, Shinolam Hanli Adayim, Shayayin Mala Yayin Biag Yisrael, Vayisrael Motis Peshosim Echotam Zeh, Vagoy Motis Peshosim Echotam Sheni. Right? I read the story of the Mitzrayim and the Jew and the guy, he's drinking blood and he's drinking water. So it's Mutta, the Rambam says, as long as the Yisrael is mocked him, the Yifsok, Vadayin Agoy Shos, as long as the guy is still drinking, Shemishi Yifsok, Agoy, Yachsar Yayin, Shemishi Yishar, Bachotim Lakli, Vyeesar Komashi Yishar Bo, Shere Boha Yayin Mikocho. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, it's not clear what he's arguing on, Amarani, Vahu Shehischil Limshoch. The Ravid here doesn't say, Rambam, you're wrong. The Ravid just says here, as long as he started to pull it. So what is he arguing with on the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah helps clear it up. The Kesef Mishnah says, first asking on the Rambam, Eini yodea loma nasan rabbeinu tam v'bnei shayayin b'mikocho. Hadifa minei havali lomar shayayin shenaga b'fiakli. So even another question, it's not just the Rambam said, what did we say? How do we explain the Gemara? Because the wine was touched by the guy's mouth and it went down. The Rambam doesn't even say that. It's just bami kocho. It shouldn't say bami kocho. It should say nagabo. Not just he moved it. So says the Magen Mishnah, says the Kesef Mishnah, what I think the pshat of the Rambam is, the chiddush of the Rambam is even if it didn't touch the guy's mouth. What if it was in the straw on the way up? And then he stopped drinking. That also is going to answer it because that's bami kocho. And that's what he says the Ravid is driving at. But the Rambam really holds that way. Right, the Ravid says, "V'hushe ischalim shoch." That is what the Rambam says. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, because he says "bami kocho." He's not worried about the actual touching. So again, that's another detail of the sugya. What do you worry? There are three things that you could have been worried about: nitzo chibur, which we said you're not worried about because it's not sofo la lases ba'oso makom. Number two, you could be worried about the backwash, and number three, you could be worried about what started to go up in his straw but never got to his mouth. The Rambam says the latter. Most of you showed him say the middle one. And the Ravid says why you can't say the former. Okay, those are the three possibilities in our sugya. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. So we already did this Mishnah. We alluded to it a couple of days ago when we said, Look, in a week from now, we're going to have this Mishnah. So here we are. Yayin Nesach, Asur, Va'oser, Bekol Shehu. Yayin Nesach is Asur, and Asur's Bekol Shehu. No, meaning Bittol does not apply to Yayin Nesach. Is this unique to Yayin Nesach or not? That's the discussion we had, and we're going to have it on Amud Beis right here. But Yayin Nesach is Asur, and Asur's B'mashehu. Yayin B'yayin, Umayim B'mayim, Bekol Shehu. When it is what we call Min B'mino. When it's min b'mino, it asers b'mashu, because there's no issue of taste there. So it asers b'mashu. Yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin b'nosin tam. But if it's min b'she'eno mino, if it's wine and water, water and wine, so that is b'nosin tam. That is b'nosin tam, which we assume is 1 to 60 for most cases. Remember, we had it last week, the machlokas, the Rama, and the Shach. How do you define min b'mino? Does it go by taste? Does it go by name? The Shach was very strong that he assumed, of course, it goes by taste. Here, you have both. You have wine, and it tastes differently. But say, Akhlal, the Mishnah sums up, Min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino b'nosei tam. Min b'mino, you go even a little bit, it asers, shalo b'mino b'nosei tam. Tosis here has two opinions. Is this bidafka, even within the world of Yai Nesach? We don't know if it's unique to Yai Nesach or not. Either, but let's say even if it is a unique to Yayin Esach, is it only Yayin Esach, or is it even Stam Yenam that these halachas apply? So Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka Yayin Esach, Mamish, Shenis Nasek Lavodes Kochavim, Hutahavi B'mashu. Only actual Yayin Esach do you say Asas B'mashu, of a Stam Yenam B'shishim. But Stam Yenam, even Min B'mino, would be Shishim. It's a special unique din, says Tosfos, when it comes to Yayin Nesach. And the Re says later on, skipping down about 10 lines, V'odomari, Diafilu, and Nafshach Lomar, the Stam Yenam B'mashu. Even if you want to be Machmer by Stam Yenam, Afilu Hachi, Havi Stam Yenam B'zmana Zeh B'shishim. Right, this is Bali Tosas L'shitasam. Remember, we had Tosas twice already, I think, or three times in this Masechta, that the Goyim nowadays are not over the Avodah Zarah. We had it on Daf Beis. We had it on Daf, the big Tosas that we had on Amud Beis towards the end of the previous parak. If you look back, Tosas on Nun Tes Amud Beis. Nun Tes Amud Beis, or the other Gemara, here it is. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Daf Beis Man Aleph, and right here the third time. Keep a list. Because of the Kahavim Bizbana Zeh are not of the Avodah Zarah, so you can be makel by certain shilas. So here it is. Even if you want to say, says the Reis, Stam Yenam is Oser B'mashu, but Bizbana Zeh, you don't have to say it's Oser B'mashu. Very important. Look at the wine that we buy. The wine that we buy, which is Stam Yenam. So let's say I use it in my mixture. I made chicken with a wine, and I forgot I used a non-mavusha wine, and there was somebody in my house alone, and all the case that we said already. So the Rama quoted, "Lech achila, you shouldn't do it." B'diyeved, we had some coolers in the Shulchan Aruch that we saw that one can be make up bisman hazeh. But v'dafka b'yimei atanoim amoroim, says Tosfos, shahayu b'kiyin of the gachavim b'tidol of the gachavim. Zos shayach anisuch echmir b'stam yeinu la'osra kmo yayin esach mamish. Hilgach l'nyim bitol kishari surim dami u'batol b'shishim. Okay, that's an important line in the Re in Tosfos. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Ki asa rav dimi am rabbi Yochanan. So we're going to have Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and later on we're going to have Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We have many times in Shas, Ravin and Rav Dimi come from Eretz Yisrael, and they report something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Gadol HaDor in Eretz Yisrael. When they came to Babel, this is what they reported. So Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hama'are Yayin Nesach Mechavis Labar, somebody is pouring Nesach, Yayin Nesach from a barrel to a pit, Afilo Kalayam Kulo, Rishon Batel. Oh, the big sugya of what's called kama batel. That is, if I'm pouring an isser into a heter, little by little, so the second that the isser hits the heter, it's batel. It's batel, it's only a little bit. And as each new drop goes into the heter, it's batel. And even if it ends up having more original isser in the mixture, Rabbi Yochanan says this is the principle of kama batel. Says the Ritva, if you want to concretize it, the Rabbi Yochanan is telling us two chidushim. Says the Ritva, v'sfirle Rabbi Yochanan tarti chada, number one, that ein yayin nesach osa b'mashu afilu min b'mino yayin nesach. This whole halacha of our Mishnah does not apply if the iser fell into the heter. As we'll see, the Mishnah's case of asri b'mashu is only if the heter fell into the iser. But if the iser falls into the heter, Rabbi Yochanan says, the principle of kama batil. That's number one. And number two, as we do the idach to kalitzer shenofel maat maat l'toch shishim harehu mavatel v'yafal bishul basof yishpo iser meruba kivet the min mamina hu delo yav taima, etc. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Tanan, so what about all these cases? Tanan, Yainesach Osir Vosir Bakal Shahu, my lav, the Karnafel Yisrael Goatera. Isn't our Mishnah talking about a case where Yisrael fell into Heter and it needs to be Mavutal? Lo, the Karnafel Atera Lago Yisura. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Heter that fell into Yisr. Toshma, Yain B'mayim B'nosei Tam, the next line of our Mishnah, my lav, the Karnafel Chamra Di Yisura Lamaya De Hetera. Lo, the Karnafel Chamra De Hetera Lamaya De Yisura. Again, all the cases are talking about where you need bittul is are cases where heter fell into iser, but the opposite you don't have. Umi the reisha b'may the isura seifanami b'may the isura. But one minute, if you're telling me the reisha is about mayim of iser, meaning it's yayin of heter that fell into mayim of iser, so Ketani said, so the seifa should also be the Ketani seifa b'may b'yayin b'no seitam. So the Gemara is, if you tell me that mayim is iser, so mayim b'yayin is iser l'toch heter. So I'm l'charev dimi no kula masdisan heter l'go isura. Just substitute in. Every case of the Mishnah is Heter falling into Isser. Those are the cases where it's still Usser. So you have to switch around what's the Heter item and what's the Isser item. V'resha t'kanafel chamra d'atera l'may d'isura. Save it t'kanafel may d'atera l'chamra d'isura. Period.
When you say Heter, you mean
b'hanah. Mutter, let's assume even b'shtia. Whatever Heter is, you have, it's a mutter item. Aser means even aser b'hana. But what we're talking about here is you have a mixture of something that's mutter, something that's aser. But Rabbi Yochanan has to be mukim the Mishnah, that every case, the whole Mishnah, which is a case where you need bittul, or bittul doesn't work, one of the two, in all those cases, it is a case where the heter falls into the iser. Rashi says, this case where we say mutter, Rashi says it means even, Rashi is a line in Rashi, the first line in Rashi, Rashi says mutter b'hana. Mutter b'hana, and the sounds like from that there was Aser B'shtia. So the Rosh doesn't understand Rashi. Because maybe there's a mistake in Rashi. Why would this, if Bittul is working, why would it only be Mutter B'hana? Should be even Mutter B'shtia. Okay. What's the Svara for this? What's the Svara of Kama Kama Bittul? So the Ron, here it is. I said the Ron's going to play a major role on today's daf. So this is all on Lamed Heim Aveis through Lamed Vavim Aveis. It's a huge through Lamed Zion. It's like 3 pages of Riff each page and 50 lines of Ron. Ron is huge. Says huge qualitatively. Not just quantitatively. So says the Ron right here. The time of the Milsa. What's the svara for Rabbi Yochanan? Lafisha oso davar she omeid bimkomo chashiv yoser min haba alav. The stationary item always wins, says the Ron. Lafisha kisha iser omeid bimkomo viafilu mashehu oser asayayin shaba alav viafilu chaviz gedola. Bibasachas bishum chumer di ayinesech. Aval bishaheter bimkomo. Viha iser ba'alav haheter mevatalosa iser. Ella imkain ba'alav is a meruba. If you throw everything in at once, then you don't have the principle of kama kama batal. It's only if you're pouring it in little by little, then you have the principle. Sheyeshbo kadeilite tam beheter, vechein nira midivreha rambamzal. That's the Ran. But the Ran says, according to this of Yochanan, you'd have a chumer too. Let's say we have the case of Heter l'toch Isser. You have Isser on the bottom. And Heter falls in. So then, the Heter must be Mevutal b'tocha Isser. And even if you end up eventually having more Heter in the mixture than Isser, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should say Kama Kama Batil, and therefore it should be Isser. That's what the Ron says you should say. Uvin nirali lafi derech zeh shafi shari surim heicha denafa latira lago isura maat maat shafilu kol ayob kulo risha batel v'neser akol mashanu machmir b'yayin nesach mi b'shari surim eino ela b'heta meruba shavol b'vasachas etc. Aval b'heta shavol toch isur maat maat afilu b'shari surim risha batel v'aser shahari anu omrin kain lahakel ulahachmir. That is what the Ron says, and that's what the Rambam says. The same principle should apply. You have the principle of kama kama batel. Whatever falls in loses its identity. Bein iser l'toch heter, bein heter l'toch iser. And that's what the Rambam says. But he says, the Ramban doesn't say this. The Ramban, for some reason, quotes the Ramban, says the principle of kama kama batel only works if it is iser l'toch heter. But if it's heter l'toch iser, it doesn't work. It says Rambam, but he means Rambam. He just quoted the Rambam earlier, so this is a mistake. Ve'enki das ha-Rambanzal, it should be. Shehu omer, delo amrinan behetzer lego isura risha risha batel, lo b'shar yisur v'lo b'yayin esach. V'shein omin av b'shar omer ke lo hakel b'yayin esach, b'itaka nafal yisur l'tocha teira. You don't. Why? L'fisha isur asui lehis batel, v'lo ha-heter. He says a wondish line, we just don't know what it means. The Ron quoting the Ramban, isur could be mavutal, but you can't be mavatel heter. And therefore it only works in one direction. Question is, what does that mean? So, Rabbi Elchanan comes, saves the day. Rabbi Elchanan in Kovitz Biurim, that's in the second chalik of Kovitz Shiurim, you have in the back Kovitz Biurim on certain mesechtas. So Kovitz Biurim on Bechoros. I saw this quoted, I wasn't chazering Kovitz Biurim on Bechoros, nobody should be choshing me that I'm learning Bechoros before we get to it next year, Bez Hashem. But in Kovitz Biurim on Bechoros, he quotes this Ran in the name of the Raivin. He says, what's in the name of the Ramban? He says, what's going on here? What do you mean bitol only works? You could be mavatel surim, you can't be mavatel teirim. It's the same svara. So he says, the time of Shalom Ramban, the heter eino nase iser al yidei bitol. Heter can't become usser. After iser mishabech lios heter, even though iser can become heter. Why? What's the natural state of life? What's the natural state of an item before you do something to it? Nira Pashut, says the Rebbe Chanan. The bitol lo mahani el levatel dino shel amiyut. Abo lo lasif alav dino shel harov. When you're mevatel something, you knock out the status of what the miyut was. But you can't give the status of the miyut from the rov. You can't change its status. And therefore, when Isser falls into Heter, you know what the power is? We have the power to remove the state of Isser. Because we remove it. It's mevutel. It falls into this larger item, so the status is removed. Kiva the dispatal din iser me'amilut memela. So you remove the status, so memela, it's the natural state, so it's mutter. Aval, when heter falls into iser, lo shayach lemeimer de memela nasa iser. Why? Minayim lo. What, we have the power to create isurim? Says the Rebbe Chanan, uba kitzer. The iser eno yachol lios me'elov, ela imkein siba ha'oseres. You need an oser when it comes to an iser. Aval haheter eno tzarech l'siba hamateres. Elo kivan de'en lo siba sheta asrenu. Memela hu mutter. That's what he said. Then he uses that to explain an exception. But that's Rebbe Chanan Shita. An iser can't be created by avir. A heter, you don't need to be created in a heter. Everything's mutter unless otherwise asered. And therefore, that's what you have in this case. That's the svara for the Ramban. But you should know the Ran quotes a machlokas. The Rambam and the Ramban, does this svara of Rabbi Yochanan of Kama Kama Batal apply only by Isser Latoch Heter or even by Heter Latoch Isser? Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we have three statements, three versions of Rabbi Yochanan. So we had Rabbi Dimi. Now we're going to have number two. When Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hama'aretz, seems to be a somewhat of a permutation of the first version. Hama'are yayin nesach mitzirtzur katan lubar. If you pour in the yayin nesach into the bar, but you have a very small spout, a tzirtzur katan, afilu kalayam kula risha risha batal. So it sounds similar to number one, but a little more limited. I have to pour it in slowly. Tzir sur katan. V'davka tzir sur katan de lo nafesh amude. Only a tzir sur katan. Avo chavis de nafesh amude lo. Right? Only a tzir sur katan where you don't have a lot of amude. But a chavis which has a lot of amude lo. What does nafesh amude and lo nafesh amude mean? So Rashi here doesn't help us so much. So again, you gotta look at the Ran. The Ran quotes two deos. What does nafesh amude mean? Says the Ran. Number one. V'taima de milsa. The chavis kiva the nafesh amude hare hu ki'ilu kol hayashav chavis mechuber labar. What is it? Nafesh amude means it, if you have a lot coming in at one time, so then the whole it's as if the whole chavis is being poured in at once. As we said, nafesh amude is the flow is great. Kiva the nafesh amude chibura chashiv kedofa bavas achas dami tzir sur katan is low nafesh amude, so it's not falling at once, and therefore you can have the principle of risha risha bata. That is the first. That's the pashas of the Gemara. I would say. Nafesh amude means if you don't have a tzir sur katan, you don't have a little hole where it's coming out of, so then it's as if it's falling in at once. So that was different, a little more limited than the first case. The Ran asks on that, what's the shear? What's the shear? The first opinion also says you can't pour it in all at once. So what's the chiluk? But what's tzirzer katan lav tzirzer katan? V'lo yadati be'ezed davar nishar chiluk should be tzirzer katan lachavis heich nathan davar v'lishiurin. How do you? What's the difference between the first opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and the second opinion? The first opinion also said you can't pour the whole thing in at once. So what's the difference? So he gives a different opinion of nafash amudei. He says v'nirali. This is what the pshat is. Shemipnei shenagul larus yain lebara dechavis gedola. No, the pshat is when I have a big barrel. What's the normal way of wine dealers? I pour a big barrel into a bar. So if I pour a big barrel into a bar, kivan shesof hayayin shebechav, it's labored, al klizeh. Vidarko bakach, eef shalomar bo, rishon rishon batel. Shekal shaomed lipo, ulehis arev, chashvidin lekumu urev kfar. Wow, it's a very different shita. Says the Ran, tzirzer katan means you're using a different type of kli. If you're using a barrel of chavis, so then it's derech for everything in the chavis for you to empty it into the bottom. So you don't say the principle of kama kama batel if normally the whole top vessel is dumped into the bottom vessel. Tzirzer katan means I have a little kli, so I'm pouring some of it, but I can stop at any moment. I don't foresee that the whole thing is being dumped into the bottom kli. That's where you say kama kama batel. If I say, if it's a chavitz, which usually is totally dumped in, so then you don't, it's not a din in how physically small the spout is. It means what type of kli you're using. It's a lundus. So Rabbi Yochanan only says, kama kama batel, if I don't foresee everything being dumped in. But if I can foresee everything being dumped in, so then I don't say the principle of kama kama batel. Mashenki, betzirzer katan, shebepneshein derech leros, bekli kayotzi bolabor, ein onu roin, kenofolu mu'ukum u'rav, ela mashayorek far. Mishem hachik, b'chol kli shekayotzi bo, risha rishon batel. So, the Ran says, 2 days, had on the scene, the sign of the Gemara. Nofish amude. Fine. Now we have number three. So, the machlo, according to the Ran, the major machlo, is number two a modification of number one? Or is number two a totally different sheet to the number one? Good. I mean, within kama kama batel. And now we have number three. Kiyasa Ravi number of Yochanan. Ravi says the name of Yochanan. Yayin nesach shenafal a bar. V'nafal sham kiton shalmayim. Yayin nesach that falls into a bar. And also into the pit falls water. So the rest of the today, we're going to talk about till the two dots. Talk about this three items in the mixture. You have mutter wine, you have usser wine, and you have water. So, how do all those three things get along together? That's the issue. So, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the report that Rabin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan.
And water.
It's mutter water. So, Yayin Asach falls into the pit. And the water falls into the pit. So, the question is, the Yayin Nesach in the water is min b'shein omino, so it could be batel. But the Yayin Nesach in the wine is min b'mino, what else is b'mashehu? So does it make a difference? Does the do we say forget the water? It's min bamino. Do we say forget the wine? It's min b'sheino mino. Do we say does it matter what order it fell in? That's this issue. So says the Gemara. If Yayin Nesach falls in and water falls in, says Rabbi Yochanan, Roan asa heter keilu eino. I see the mutter wine as if it's not there, and therefore you don't say the wine has now teamed up and has a lot of wine. No, as if it's not there. V'hashar mayim rabin alav mevatlin also. There's enough water to be mevatel liayin nesach, so that's what I'm allowed to say. Says Rabbi Yochanan, ignore the mino wine, and therefore don't say it asas min b'mino, but no, you look at the water plays the role. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kiyatza Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda am Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He has this one is a modification of what we just said. Lo shanu lo shenafal kiddush shemayin tchila. This is only if the water fell in first. If the water fell into the mutter wine first, so now the water exists. So right when the Yayin Nesach falls in, the water is already there to nullify it. Avalo nafal sham kiddush shemayin tchila. But if the Yayin Nesach fell into the mutter wine first, and then the water fell in, it's too late. It's already min b'mino. Matza min asmino v'ne'or. And therefore, the entire wine is asered, and there's too much of that, the entire wine, to be mevuta with the water that falls in afterwards. So that's one version. Ika d'mashe l'abastisan. Some have this last limitation on our Mishnah, not on the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. For example, yayin b'mayin b'kalshu. Our Mishnah says min b'mino, us says b'kalshu. Amar Yeshua b'yud, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. On that, Lo shanu el shol nafal shol kiddush shamayim. Avon nafal shem kiddush shamayim. Roen es had the kilu eino vashar mayim rabbi al mavatlan also. Same statement, but it was said on our Mishnah and not on the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'ika bein lo demasnila amasisan bein lo demasnila adaravin. What is the difference whether you learn it on Ravin's statement of Rabbi Yochanan or on our Mishnah? So it's a big difference whether you have that limitation. If you have the version on our Mishnah, it doesn't matter the order. Right? It's just that he's just said in our Mishnah, if there's water there, it can be a Mavatel. Right? You say the Mino you don't care about, and it's just the Yain Esach into the water. It doesn't matter the order, even if the water falls in second. But according to our version that you'll have it on Ravin, it makes a difference. The water has to fall in first. If the water falls in second, it is too late. Period. Good. If you look at the Rambam in Ma'achalos Asuros, look at the Rambam in Tez Zayin Lamed Aleph, it turns a Psak. The Rambam says, where are we here? In Tez Zayin Lamed Aleph, the Rambam Paskins, like the Lishna Kama. Rabbi Paz like the Lishna Kama. I'm not going to read it now to save time. Meaning the Lishna Kama, that you have to have the right order. You have to have the right order here. If you don't have the right order, so then, if the Yayin Nesech fell into Yayin Mutter first, and then water, the Rabbi Paz, that is a problem. The Kesavishna there asks, this is all a Durabanan. There are two Lishnas. So, generally, by two lishnas, you have general rules and regulations to the paskin like. So, why does the Rambam paskin l'chumri here? He should paskin l'kula. That's a Kesavish's kasha. So, says the Ran, it's really a machlokas. The Ran here again quotes, Ika linyan halacha, ibay tchila olo. Does the order make a difference? Ika mandamar tachayim l'klesha basra. Tolo boy tchila. Why? The sveka drabananu, ulakula. Right, that's one. But if you look at the Rambam says l'chumri. Why says the Ran, it must be? Because of the principle of Chanan, what's called Chaticha Naasis Nevela. That is a principle, even on a Drabanan level, that once the Yayin Nesach hits the Mutter wine, it all is Nehefach Le'isser. Just like if you have a little piece of, it comes up in Basa B'Challah, if you have a little piece of, a little milk that fell onto a piece of meat, or a piece of treif that fell into, that a drop of trade that fell onto a piece of meat, so you would say the whole thing is chaticha nasa nevela. Says the Ran, that must be the svara for the Rambam, Chanan. But the Ran says, I'm sorry, but I don't think this is a good application of Chanan, of chaticha nasa nevela. Because when do we usually say the principle of chaticha nasa nevela? When there is bishul involved. When something is cooked together. Here it's just mixed together. Says the Ran, I don't think you can say it here. Ula didi, this is the top of Amud Vav Mabez in the Dafi Arif. Ula didi mi elo ayiklal. The sfirali. The lor mina chadichan atvanasa devela el bedvaram hamis bashalim. Kabasa bechalav. The derech bishal asra Torah. Inami tsonin latocham. Ava begavna achrina. Whoa! And then he quotes, do you say chadichan asa devela daraisa bashari surim or not? There's a major machlokas, Rabbeinu Ephraim and others. Anyway, so he says that he thinks that we should be makel. Because, I mean, he holds it like the Lishna Basra, and it shouldn't matter what the order is. Even if the water falls in second, it should be able to aser the matr, the Ayin Esach. What do we pass on Shulchan Aruch? Entry the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between Yayin Esach and Stam Yenam. Yayin Esach is makmer like the Rambam, and Stam Yenon is Mekel. Maybe because he had this issue. He's bothered by this issue that he showed him. So, the beginning of Kuf Lamed Dalet, Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet or Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says this distinction. Okay? Good. Itmar. We continue. Yayin Esach Shavu L'toch Bor. Menav Sham Kiton Shamayim. Our case. Yayin Esach and Mutter wine and water involved. So, Amar Chizkiya Higdilu Be'isser Aser. Higdilu beheter mutter. What does that mean? So at this point, the Gemara assumes that means whatever falls in last is the one that's crucial. Higdilu beiser, if you were modil the mixture, if what fell in last was the usser wine, so then usser, meaning you treat it as min bemino, and it's usser bemashu. The wine is the other wine, and it's usser bemashu. Higdilu beheter, but if something mutter fell in last, let's say the mutter wine fell in last, says Rashi. That's what we're going to do with Rashi's pshat. If the mutter wine fell in last, mutter, it's mutter. You always go by what fell in last. That's what we think is Chizkiya's svara at this point. For Rabbi Yochanan, I'm right now. I feel like it's mutter. No, it's always mutter. Since even if the usser, even if the usser wine fell in last. Still, Rabbi Yochanan holds, since the water was already in there, it's okay. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the machlokas here is, let's say you have the water in there. And then what fell in second, what fell in third? The usser wine or the mutter wine? So Chizkiya says, the last one wins. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It's always mutter, because it's bottle in the water. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira Lemachizki of Rabbi Yochanan Beplukta Derbaz Rabbanika Miflagi. Let's say this machlokas Amarim is really a machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Orla Ditzan, because the Mishnah says in Orla Saor Shalchul and Vishal Truma Shenafu Latocha Isa. Right, we had this before a couple of weeks ago. A Saor yeast of chulin and truma that fell into a dough. Lo bazek kedei lachamis, lo bazek kedei lachamis. And there's not enough of each of the yeast of the chulin and the truma to cause it to rise. Then it's tarfu v'chimsu, but together they cause it to rise. So does this bread have the status of truma? Because half of the yeast that was added to it was truma. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achar achar aniba. Whatever fell in last. Never fell in last, says Rabbi Lazar. The Chachamim Amar, no. Bein Shanaf Alizar B'tchila, Bein Shanaf B'sof, Eino Asar She'er Bokdi L'Hachmetz. No, the Chachamim say, no, it's always mutter until you have enough Isser to do it by itself. So, it sounds pretty parallel. It sounds pretty parallel. Chizkiya, who says you always go by the last one, holds like Rabbi Lazar, and the Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, one second, if it is, is this really logical to link these two arguments? No, you can't. Ve'amar Abaya, because Abaya said about that argument, Lo shanu ela shekada v'silek es ha'iser. When does Rabbi Lazar say that you go by the last one that fell in only if you were misalik the iser? You got it out. So you only have the effects of it. You don't have the item there. And, right, Rashi says, ela shekada v'silek es ha'iser v'lo nishlam ha'shir afilo edit tziruf. Right, you didn't even have the shear. But if the isser's still in there, he holds his usser. So it doesn't work. The parallel doesn't work. Because if the isser's still in there, it's always usser. So Chizkiya darakaman. So who does Chizkiya go like? Chizkiya says that if the heter fell in second, it's mutter. Who would that be like? So Elas, the Gemara says, you can't connect the arguments. The machlokas over there in our law is an issue of zev zeh gorim. It's machlokas, we've touched on a couple times already, this pesachta. Zev zeh gorim. So that's what that issue is about. Our issue here is a specific issue in Hilchas Bittel. Elahacha b'roin kamiflagi. Here the issue is one of roin, meaning how do we view things? Do we view the mino as if it's not there? Are we allowed to view the mutter wine as if it's not there, so that the aser wine is mevutal in the water? That's the question. L'chizkiya lesle roin. Chizkiya does not hold of roin. You don't see the mino as if it's not there, and therefore, and the eino mino will be able to be mevatel it. But if, since the yayin kasher fell in before the yayin esach, Rashi explains, he's uber roin kamiflagi, chizkiya savar, lo amina roas mino ki ilo eino, ufish eino mino rab ala mevatel. You don't say all that. You don't say that the kosher wine disappears, You don't say that. Elakiva the yain kasher kodim leyain esach. The yain kasher have a rabba alamayim. So when the yain esach falls in, then it's all aser. That's Chizkiya. But says the Gemara, lechizkiya back to the Gemara, lesley roin. Rabbi Yochanan islay. Rabbi Yochanan is mekel. He says islay yols of roin. You're allowed to see the meat as if it's not there, and therefore the water can come and be mevatel it. Fine. Umi islay the Rabbi Yochanan roin. The Gemara continues now and says, so does Rabbi Yochanan really hold of roin? That you're allowed to say the mino is not there, and therefore you could be mevatel the yayin nesach into the water. So v'habar minei ravasi b'Rabbi Yochanan shnei kozos echad shel chulin echad shel truma. But we have this case: you have two cups, one of chulin, one of truma. Umazgan v'irvan zebazen. You mix them up. Mahu. You mix them up, and then you pour it into. Let's say you have yayin nesach and water. You mix that, you pour it in. V'lapashale, and he didn't know what to say. What do you mean he didn't know? I thought he holds of Rowan, and therefore he should dismiss the mutter wine and say the Einesach is bottled in the water. So Gemara says, no, Meikar lo pashalei, lo pasal pashalei. He originally wasn't sure, but he figured it out. So Itmar Nami, we also have a statement of his. Amar Avami, Amar Biyochanan, V'yamar lo Amar Vasi, Amar Biyochanan, Beis Kosos, Echad Shal Chulun, Echad Shal Trumu, Maskev Yerivan, Zebazeh, Rowan, it's a heter, Kilo Eino. You look at the heter of Mino as if it's not there, V'ashar Mayim, Rabar lo Mavat, and let us so. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan figured it out. Even though Rabbi Yochanan originally had a question, he figured it out that you say the principle of Rowan. Meaning these are all laws of Bittel. Laws of Bittel, how do you define, once everything is mixed up, So what has the, if it's min bamino, so why would you say the principle of Rowan? I mean, we'll get to this more in a second. Why would you say you're allowed to discount mino and only go by the eno mino? So maybe if you say tam or eno mino is so, right, is so attacking, there's a fight there. So the mino, it's, you know, it can't be viewed as going against the mino. Eno mino, you could say the tam is the most important thing in a mixture. And therefore, if the two things taste differently, those are the two things that are significant. So why would you say the other way? Why would you say mino does not lose its state? It could be because it could team up with the mino that fell in, that's usur. Why should you say it disappears? Now it has a friend. Now it all works together. So again, there is svar as lakan ulakan. Okay, good. Zaklau. Next case. Call min bamino b'mashu shalmino b'rosi tam. The Mishnah ended off by saying, after giving the example, it said zaklau. This is the rule. So what is that extra line coming to teach me? That min bamino b'mashu and shalmino b'rosi tam. So we have a machlokas. Rav Shmuel Darmi Travayu. Call the search of a Torah bamino b'mashu shalmino b'rosi tam. This rule of the Mishnah applies by all Isurim in the Torah. Every Isur in the Torah is Oser b'mashehu by min b'mino, and shalom b'mino b'dosei tam. Zehaklal la'asuyei mai, and therefore what's the last line coming to include? La'asuyei kol Isur shabat Torah. And that's why the Zehaklal at the end of the Mishnah is coming to include for me all Isurim. Right? That is the Shita of Rav Shmuel, a very machmir Shita. The Ritva asks, what do you do with all those Mishnayos in Zrayim that talk about Bittel? Bittel b'shishim, bittel b'meya, bittel b'masayim, arlo kilei akerem. What do you do with all of those mishnayos? So says the Ritva, they would have to say that all of those mishnayos are shelo b'minam, and it's an extra chumra d'rabanan. You have to say that all those mishnayos are shelo b'minam. Rav Shmuel would have to say that. It's a big ukimta. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Shavayu, Rabbi Shlakish say no. And this is what we hold. That call Isurin Shabbat Torah, B'mina, B'shalom, B'mina, B'dosi Tam. No. The rule is, all Isurin, whether they are Mino or Shalom Mino, it's always Nesinas Tam. And meaning in Min B'mino, is 1 to 60. It's Shishin. Except for, here, Chutz B'Tevel V'Yayin Esach. Except for Tevel Yayin Nesach, B'mina, B'mashu, B'shalom, B'mina, B'dosi Tam. Meaning this Mishnah is referring only to Yayin Nesach and Tevel. V'zeh HaKlal, Asuyeh Tevel. And the Zachlaz, including Tevel, major machlokas amoran. We paskin, Rov Rishon and paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish, that the general rules are min bamino, everything. By all Isurim, you go by Shishim. Go by Shishim. Tani Kavasi de Rav Shmuel, but Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. Right? There's a support for each. Rishlokish. Tani Kavasi de Rav Shmuel, Kali Surja, but Torah, Bina Bavashi, Shalmina Brosi, Tom, the Fairish. Tani Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlokish, Kali Surja, but Torah, Bina Bain, Maminon, Bain, Shalom, Maminon, Benosin, Tom, Chutzbi, Tabo, Vyai, Nesach, Bina Mashu, Vishlom, Maminon, Benosin, Tom. Period. So that is the Gemara. You each have a Brisa supporting each one of them. So the Gemara continues and says, Bishlama Yayin Nesach, what might be bothering you? Mishim Chumer, Davodas Gochavim. But Yayin Nesach, I understand why we have different rules. It's Avodah Zara related. So I understand why it could be Oser B'mashu. Ela Tevel, my Taima, what's so unique about Tevel? There are many Isurim out there. Why is Tevel, the grain that I didn't take Trumas or Maishas off of already, why is Tevel so Chamur? So the Gemara answers, Kehetero Kach Isuro. But it's because you compare its Isur to how it can become Mutter. To Amar Shmuel, famous Shmuel, Chita Achas Poteres Zakri. How much truma do I have to give Mida Oraisa? So Mida Rabbanan is 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Mida Oraisa, 1 grain to potter my entire field. So just like all you need is a tiny amount to matter it, you need a tiny amount to aser it. Tevel asers b'kol shu b'mino, shlob b'mino is also b'nosein tam. Fine, this is the reason of Tevel. Tosfos here has a very strong question. It sounds like from here, why is Tevel, the Gemara says, why is Tevel aser more chamor? Because keter kach yisuro. So Tosfos, I have a different reason. I have a pasher reason why Tevel is oser b'mashu and it's not batel. To davar sheish l'matirin. We have a principle in many places. Davar sheish l'matirin, something that's going to become mutter, is not batel. So what do you need the whole principle? The Gemara says at the beginning of Beitzah. What do you need the whole? We're going to talk about it a little bit tonight also in the sugya of Eimavat and Slachar Chila because of a Beitzah daf dalad. So the Tosa says, what do you need the reason over here of Katera Kachisuro, like a Kabolo Kachpolto type of idea? It's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Yes, there are other things that are Davar Sheish Lamatirin.
It doesn't answer the question. Why just Tevo?
Okay. So what do you need both reasons for? So why isn't it good enough? And if you accept this question, then you'd have to answer why is Tevel unique? Why is Tevel unique? So why don't you say it's Tevel changed by tears? So Tosfos says it sounds the Tosfos goes into why you need both reasons. Maybe it wouldn't be Tevel changed by tears, and if the Bailam aren't here, you take a very practical approach to Tevel changed by tears, and that's why you need the other reason. And maybe you would need the reason of Kater Kachisuro. It wouldn't be enough. If you have, right, Tosfos explains at the bottom, if you have tevo, that's tavo l'trumas meiser. When you have to give more than a mashu, you have to give a certain amount, you have to give a tenth. What part's left? So Tosfos explains why you would need both reasons. But this also might fit in, to answer to relate to Tosfos' question, might relate to the machlokas Rishonim, what is the reason? Dovash Hashem Batir is not batel. We'll start with that tomorrow. The machlokas we mentioned many times, the machlokas of Rashi and Beis and Daf Gimel, and the Ranan and Daram Daf Nun Beis. Right, what they hold might affect this issue. Okay, so we'll come back to that. Bezer Shem tomorrow. We'll talk more also about Shmuel, Chita Achas Pateres Zakri. We'll get into the Davar Shem Minyan, other issues that come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember, tonight is the Shir Be'in, Ein Mevatlin Nisal L'Chachila, and Sefer Mitzvahs today, Mitzvah number 11, and tomorrow night is the Parsha Shir. Those three Shirim are on OU.org. Please join us.